touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made, as it always is, overnight. I'm going to start out in Ukraine, sadly. The Ruskies, they used to be called the Commie Ruskies, then they changed their name to the Mafia Ruskies. They're still a crooked, oppressive country. They are now continuing to bomb Odessa on the Black Sea coast of Ukraine, even though last Friday they signed an agreement guaranteed by Turkey and the United Nations that they would let grain ships out of Odessa to go into the Black Sea, come into the Mediterranean, and take their product to the third world, to Africa, South America, parts of Asia, people who will starve without that grain. Ukraine is the fifth largest wheat producer in the world, the fourth largest corn producer, the largest sunflower oil producer, which I was not familiar with this before, but apparently sunflower oil is absolutely needed as a staple of a diet in a lot of these places. In any event, 2 hours after they signed it, the Russians cannot be trusted. They never could be trusted. They couldn't be trusted under Stalin. They couldn't be trusted under the Soviet Union during the Cold War. For 10 years with Yeltsin and Gorbachev setting up Yeltsin in the 90s, we had a rapprochement. They call it glasnost over there. Openness, transparency. It looked like we were getting something until the genocidal sadist Putin took over, shut the country down, and is turning it back into a Stalinist state. But to get back to Odessa, why are they bombing Odessa? Because Odessa is one of the last ports and the major port that Ukraine has to export its products. The Ruskies are trying to take over southern Ukraine and strangle Ukraine. If they take over Odessa, you know, they took over Mariupol and they've taken over other. If they take the whole Black Sea coastline, Odessa is gone. Then Ukraine can only export its products through Poland and Romania to the west. And that has to be by rail. And the Ruskies are bombing the rail lines. The Ruskies are committing genocide. They are not only committing war crimes, they are simply randomly targeting apartment buildings, hospitals, and schools to decimate a population. This is a genocide going on in a country that borders EU countries, borders Poland, but borders Romania, borders Moldova. Moldova will be next. Russians will spread their cancer. They call it culture, it's cancer. Cancer is not a culture. And their only sin, Ukraine, was to have applied for NATO membership. Back when they applied in 17 years ago, they were vetoed by France. France and Germany take turns being bad cops. We should have let them in back then, and then we would have had a theoretical excuse to go in and prevent the Russians from even coming in. Frankly, we did anyway. There was a Budapest Accord that was signed back over 20, 25 years ago that said that in return for giving up their nuclear weapons, Ukraine had a lot of nuclear weapons, that Russia and the United States would guarantee Ukraine's sovereignty and borders. And we betrayed that. We betrayed that the minute the Ruskies went in and attacked in Crimea. We betrayed it through the Trump administration, and we're continuing to semi-betray it. We are sending them weapons. But what should have happened early on in January, we should have just imposed a no-fly zone and said, look, Ukraine has applied for NATO membership. They're not in NATO, but under the Budapest Accords, we are responsible for ensuring their sovereignty so the Russians can't come in. They may or may not get into NATO. Who knows if they'll get into NATO? But they never should have been put in this position. Biden actually did a masterful job. He was repeatedly stabbed in the back by the Republican Party, not just by their mouths. One of their biggest mouths is Tucker Carlson, pro-Putin. This show is routinely broadcast on Russian state TV. But also by crooked Mike Pompeo, lying Donald Trump, by people like Josh Hawley, the chicken, the guy who ran after he gave them a fist wave of approval to the rioters. Then they came in to kill him, and he ran like a rabbit into the bushes. These are the kinds of people who stabbed Biden in the back, and so did Germany and France. They were not willing to go along with certain things, and Biden did a masterful job putting NATO together, reinforcing the EU, and getting everybody to agree to economic sanctions. And then it was largely the United States, the UK, and then Poland and some of the Eastern European countries who know the danger from Russia sending armaments to Ukraine. Germany's slow roll that they gave 5,000 helmets initially. They have a socialist green government, incompetent government. France slow rolled it as well. They are not going to go to the defense of Ukraine. It's only us. It's only us. What's got to happen is Biden has permitted the Air Force to speculate publicly that we will send jet planes to Ukraine. We'll send them. They don't have to be the F-35s. They may not even have to be the F-16s, although that's what they should be. The Ukrainians are very smart. They're good pilots. Get them to them and get them to clear the skies themselves as our surrogates. They have been firing missiles from the Black Sea. They're afraid to get closer for land invasion because we've given them HIMARS. We've given them shorter ship missiles. We've given them javelins and stingers. We've got to do a lot more. Get them 50 planes immediately. Get them 100 HIMARS. Get them air defense systems so that missiles can be shot down. Get them armaments that can take out these ships in the Black Sea that are hovering like spiders off the shore. We've got to understand something. Putin is in this all in. He's pushed all in. He can't go back. If he goes back, he gets assassinated by his own oligarchs. There's no pain that he's not willing to endure. He sends whoever he wants in to fight. They get killed. The wounded get shot by them. They left Mariupol in a hurry. You see a wounded Russian, and these are Russians, seeing a wounded Russian. They go, Tovarish, get up. You got to come with us. He says, my legs are blown off. I can't. They say, sorry, Tovarish, and they put a bullet in his head. That's how they treat their wounded. There's no morale in that country. There's no morality in that country. But how do you get Putin out? It's very, very risky and dangerous strategically for us to engineer his assassination. But everybody knows he has to go. Yes, he apparently has thyroid cancer. That could take a long time to polish him off. The oligarchs around him are genocidal sadists themselves and thieves. But they have an order of principle. Their first order is stealing money. And he is interfering with their stealing money. And if we get more armaments to Ukraine, they will polish him off. And then one of their incompetents will come up and say, I'm the new head guy in Russia. And we say, okay, get out of Ukraine. Shut your mouth. We don't want to hear about nuclear weapons out of you. You would be a cinder in 10 minutes. Start contributing something to humanity other than sadism, murder, and fraud. We need this kind of stuff. Now, nobody in the State Department is going to speak as bluntly as this, but that is the fact of the matter. The Russians are committing genocide in Ukraine right in front of our eyes to a modern European country that's our friend and wanted to join us. And what are we doing? Well, we're doing plenty sending them arms. What is everybody? Germany's doing nothing. Germany not only wouldn't send them tanks, they said, Poland, you send them the tanks, and then we will give you tanks, Poland, because you're part of NATO and the part of the EU, to replenish your arsenal. So Poland did it. and Germany's not sending them tanks, even though they said they would. A socialist green government is a bad government. The problem with Germany is any government right now, they are terrified of the Russians. They know what they did to Russia, what they did to Ukraine for that matter. The Germans killed millions of people in Ukraine during the Second World War, the Nazis. It is us. It was the UK. Now they have a new prime minister election. There are two people. Front runner is this woman named Liz Truss. She was foreign secretary, and Putin pushed her around. I'm afraid she may be weak. We will see. We'll see what she's like over there. She's trying to emulate Margaret Thatcher, which is a disaster. Margaret Thatcher was the she-wolf of the unionist right. We don't want that emulated. Margaret Thatcher caused a lot of suffering in Ireland, insulted France and many of the EU allies. There was no EU back then when she was prime minister, but there was the beginning of the EU, and there certainly was NATO. We don't want that again. We don't want somebody shooting their mouth off. We want somebody standing up to Putin. We'll see. This will all be coming out in due course. The Russians are becoming increasingly isolated. They just announced that they are going to withdraw from the International Space Station after 2024. Right now, we have a joint agreement with the Ruskies on the International Space Station. We take turns sending rockets up there with astronauts. Now we can use some of the domestic providers, Elon Musk and others, to send our astronauts up. We don't need them. They're going to say, well, we're going to withdraw. We're going to withdraw. We'll build our own space station or space station. They don't have the money to repair their aircraft carrier. The technology they have largely is by theft. So we'll see what happens. They are becoming unpredictable. That's dangerous, but they have got to get out of Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Can run on for